U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs David Shulkin paid a visit to Northwest Arkansas on Monday to tour the region's highly ranked Veterans Hospital in Fayetteville. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media in Fayetteville reports.
Early Monday morning, VA Secretary David Shulkin toured the historic Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, constructed in 1934 on 50 forested acres just north of downtown Fayetteville.
It is a five-star facility and recently moved to a five-star ranking. That means that it's the very top of performance across the country in VAs.
The 58-bed medical facility, which also operates six outpatient clinics, serves 54,000 veterans across the three-state region annually. Appointment wait times average one day, including mental health consults and 4 days to see a specialist. But many VAs continue to struggle to meet demand, says Secretary Shulkin. In early June, he pronounced America's veterans' health care system to be in critical condition after conducting a comprehensive review. He charted long appointment wait times, medical staff shortages, outdated telephone and internet technology systems, and lax employee accountability.
The VA system has really had decades, spanning multiple administrations, of failure to take on many hard decisions, including the modernization of its system.
Shulkin plans to upgrade the VA's medical information technology database and shutter 1,100 aging buildings across the system.
And we're only going to invest in capital infrastructure that's needed for the future. But where we do determine it's needed, we want those to be state-of-the-art facilities.
Shulkin cited a new mental health care center under construction on the Fayetteville VA campus as an example. But he also cited a massive VA system staffing problem. The Department of Veterans Affairs Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, recently passed by Congress, he says, will help him to clean house.
We had a problem in the VA of allowing people to maintain their jobs when they clearly had lost their values of what we hold dearly in terms of it should be a privilege to be able to take care of our country's veterans.
Shulkin recently approved a zero-tolerance policy for drug diversion. It was reported recently that pharmacy and medical staff at 168 VA medical centers and 1,000 clinics have been stealing narcotics. The VA is also preparing to manage an influx of aging baby boomer veterans.
Our primary strategy is to keep veterans at home.
Shulkin plans to deliver grants to states to build out skilled nursing facilities for aging vets. Today, Arkansas has two long-term care facilities, one in Fayetteville, another in Little Rock.
So one of my first acts as part of decreasing the bureaucracy out of the federal government, I suspended all of our federal regulations, and I will now recognize the state's regulations so that they can build these facilities faster, cheaper, and serve more veterans.
Republican U.S. Representative Phil Rowe of Tennessee accompanied Secretary Shulkin on his visit to Northwest Arkansas.
And when I got to Congress in 2009, we spent $97 billion on cemetery care, health care, and disability benefits. Today, that's over $180 billion. It says the commitment we have to our American veterans and how we value and treasure them.
Rowe, an MD who served as an Army physician in Korea in the early 1970s, chairs the House Veterans Affairs Committee. He oversees deployment of the Veterans Choice Program, which will enable veterans to choose doctors outside of the VA system. Arkansas Congressman Steve Womack was responsible for inviting Secretary Shulkin to Northwest Arkansas, where he, along with Medical Director Brian Matthews and Arkansas Congressman French Hill, spent the morning with hospitalized veterans and staff.
To see the eyes light up of the veterans that we saw this morning when we toured the facilities makes my heart pound that we have great care here and we have a lot of people in our region that truly want to participate in providing for the care and well-being of the men and women who have defended the freedoms that we enjoy today.
Afterward, Shulkin traveled to Walmart headquarters in Bentonville to learn supply chain management skills to improve VA logistics and tour Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, where a Veterans Roundtable lunch was served. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas,
that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.